two aspects in particular are pointed out to us as to why he is our good shepherd. The first is the focus of our gospel reading from St. John chapter 10. Christ lays down his life for the sheep. And the second is the focus of the epistle reading, namely that in love, Christ, who was without sin, also suffered for us. That shows us how to live righteously. So we have the sacrifice of sin that brings us into the flock, and then we have our response. Will we follow our good shepherd obediently? Will we walk after his example that he sets for us? Christ gives us an example so that we may follow in his steps. He gave himself in love, and now he calls us to follow him to do the same. And these two themes are highlighted for us in the collect today, which reads, Almighty God, who hast given thine only Son to be unto us both a sacrifice for sin, so he has laid down his life for the sheep, and also an example of godly life. We pray that God would give us grace that we may always thankfully receive that his inestimable benefit, and also daily endeavor ourselves to follow the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through the same thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So may we gratefully do as he did. That last half of the prayer is the petition part. We ask God to give us grace to thankfully receive his inestimable benefit and to endeavor to walk in Christ's example. So we need that grace. Two things to notice. First, we don't ask that we would come up with the power on our own to do these things. We ask that God would empower us to do these things. Our connection to God is critical to following the Good Shepherd. And to have a strong connection to God means that we need to not only have a regular discipline of prayer and worship, but that we would also embrace that discipline with integrity. In other words, is our discipline sincere, or is it just merely going through the motions? We all know what it's like to attend a service and just be there, and to not really be involved or invested in the service. Christ asks us, if we want to stay connected, that no, we have to be sincere, we have to be intent, we have to have the correct intention. Do we seek continual inner transformation, or do we treat prayer and fellowship like some kind of talisman that makes life good without the true pursuit of God? There are certainly times in life where we don't feel close to God. So we rely upon our spiritual disciplines to keep us on track. But the presumption here is that we want to be on track. Unfortunately, we sometimes walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We all have been there. And sometimes we wander away from the path. We spy some berry bush off to the side, and we think it's just a little ways over there, and that those berries look pretty tasty. It isn't that far away. I can keep my eye on the path. I can come back when I've had my fill. However, we neglect to see the thorns on that bush that tangle us up and entrap us. And I wish the scenario always had a storybook ending, that we would call out to our shepherd who would come and rescue us and bring us back to the path. Certainly our good shepherd will come if we do call out to him, but sometimes because of pride or pleasure, we don't call out to him. In the epistle to the Hebrews and in the first epistle to the Corinthians, we are seriously warned that turning away from the path will not uncommonly lead to our death in the wilderness. It may be awful to enter into an eternity never having known God, but imagine what it will be for those who knew the Good Shepherd and then turn their back upon him. May God have mercy. If we want the grace of God, we must stay connected to God And that means a commitment to worship and an elimination of those things that distract us from God. Staying connected to God through His church means that we are open to letting the Holy Spirit work in our lives and communicate the grace of God to us. We are open to hearing the Word of God and letting it sink into our heart and to respond to it. Let us not go through the motions while really desiring other things. Let us not abuse the loving grace of God. The second thing that we should notice in our petition is that we don't put following the Good Shepherd's example, we don't make that first before receiving His salvation. We pray that we would thankfully receive His inestimable benefit before we pray to follow the blessed steps of His most holy life. In other words, we have to be incorporated into the flock. We have to have that life of Christ before we could presume to actually walk in the life of Christ. If we forget about the love of Christ for us and that He suffered and died to make us able to live in God, then we will be frustrated as we strive to be holy. Christ's love for us must be at the core of all our endeavors. His love gives us the motivation to carry on. His love initiates salvation in our lives. We merely respond to Him. We receive what He initiates. So if tomorrow, if our lives begin to crumble, if we lost everything, but we understood God's love for us, and we held on with all that we had to Christ, we would be content. We might even be better for it, because all of the pretense of contemporary comfort would be stripped away. And the only the main thing would remain. I want the inestimable benefit of the love of God to be the focus of my life, the foundation of my life, the fixed point around which everything else revolves. Of course, what I professed just now is not generally how I live. The distractions of life, some merely selfish foolishness, and some just the busyness of work and taxes and making a living, they're always there. But this Easter season, every Easter season, and today, Good Shepherd Sunday, are gifts that help us to refocus upon what is real, what is lasting, what will carry us through those dark valleys. The valley of the shadow of death, as our psalm puts it this morning. Yes, we want to follow the example of our Lord Jesus, but to do this, we must always nurture a deep gratitude in our lives for the love of our Good Shepherd, who didn't just say that He would lay down His life for us, but who actually laid down His life for us. And to do this, we must remove all those things that block us from receiving the grace of God. We must invest ourselves in worship and the study of the Word of God. Easily said, we all know it's challenging to implement. But thanks be to God, though, that we are not alone in this journey. Our Good Shepherd is there for us when we stray. He comes and disentangles us from whatever mess we've gotten ourselves into when we call out to Him. May we be quick to do so. His rod and His staff comfort us. They keep us on path. This morning, may we know deeply how greatly God loves us. May we forsake all the nonsense that averts our gaze from our Good Shepherd. May we simply follow Him in trust and confidence, for He is everything that is holy, that is true, and that is good. Desire Christ, brothers and sisters, and He will indeed lead you to the eternal fold. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.